They're killing frogs, light frogs, heavy frogs.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And if it big frogs.
Right. Okay. Talking about something else, say if a girl is going out on a date one evening and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror with herself, what would you say she's doing?
Primping. Yeah. Sprucing up.
Well, what if a boy was doing the same thing? If he was spending a lot of time in front of the mirror?
Well, they'd throw at him different things, about like he's primping or something other, mm-hmm. but then he'd be grooming himself.
Grooming himself. Right, okay. We're talking about clothing. What have you heard people, men, call these things that they wear over their shoulders to help keep their pants up?
Coat?
The pants. What?
Something to support their pants that come over.
Suspenders. Mm-hmm. Galluses.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Suspenders. And galluses is the old country thing, but.
Do you ever hear that word used much?
Anymore? Nah. Don't never see it used. Don't see the material used much now.
Right. I believe when you go in the store, you call for braces. It's not, you don't call for suspenders. I believe it's braces. Isn't it what you call for in the store?
What?
Braces.
Braces. Suspenders, braces? I never heard that.
I've heard that before. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, say if you had some company overnight and you had to fix up a place on the floor for them to sleep, what would you call that?
Pallet. Mm-hmm.
What would that usually be made out of?
Well, if you had a real good one, you'd put a mattress down. If you didn't, you'd put a quilt down. Mm-hmm.
Do people, women still get together and make quilts, patch them together?
Yeah.
Hear that right
sometimes.
Have quilting bees?
Called a quilting party.
Talking about the land, do people around here ever refer to any kind of land as bottom land?
Yeah.
What would that be like?
Creek land down on low land. Wouldn't be in the hills, that's where it'd be up rolling. Like.
Would that be considered good land?
Most of the time. I have seen some bottom land that wasn't too good. But it's referred to mostly as good land. When you say bottom land, you don't call low land that's not good. You call it kind of marshy or crawfishy, but it'll still be low land too.
Right, I see. Well, do people around here have different names for types of soil? Like if it's real good soil, have you ever heard them call it gumbo or buckshot or something like that?
Yep, they call it gumbo and buckshot, stiff land, sandy land if it's not.
What, have you ever heard of buckshot?
Buckshot, yeah. We don't hardly have much buckshot land around here. You find that on some rivers and in places like the Delta, you find that. You don't find that much around in this area.
Right, I see. Yesterday when you were telling me about those calls to animals, I meant to ask you if you wanted your dog to get after another dog or a person, what would you say to him?
I'd tell him to catch him, sick him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what sick him means.
Or say if you were milking a cow, what would you say to her to make her move a leg back?
Back your leg.
You ever heard people around here say,